Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Beis. We are up to Sif Yud Ches, the last line on page Kuftes. We are about to turn on to page 218. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Ches, Al pilpil v'zangevil kashem retuvim. When it comes to peppers or ginger, when they are moist, the bracha is Bari Pri Adama. This is as opposed to what we learned in the last year in Sif Tezayin. We said by pilpil v'zangevil that are dry, the bracha is no bracha. Now we're saying on pilpil v'zangevil when they're moist, so then the bracha is bo'ei pradoma. The Ramo says, kol ha'pero sheyodea behen shehem ikar apri, any fruit that you know they are the ikar pri of that tree, so mevarech aleihem bo'ei pri eitz, then the bracha on that fruit will be bo'ei pri eitz. V'she'en an ikar apri, when there's a fruit that is not the ikar pri of that tree, so then the bracha is bo'ei pri adama. V'imhu misupuk bo imhu ikar ha'pri alo. If you are not sure if this fruit is the ikar pri or not, so you're not sure if it's ha'etz or adama, the bracha is borei pri adama. V'im eino yodea mahu, if you have no idea what this thing is, or you're not sure, maybe it's even a shahakol, so then mevarach shahakol. So when you're misupuk on a fruit, if it's the ikar pri, not ikar pri, so your suffix is between ha'etz and adama, so you make adama. Throw into the mix, you have no idea what it is, maybe it's a shahakol, then you make a bracha of shahakol. Says the Mishabura on the very bottom of page Kuftes. We are in Sivkota and Pei Beis. We said on pepper and ginger that is moist. The Zangevil Lav Peiruhu. Because number one, ginger is not a fruit. Ela Sharoshin Min Ha'etz Tachas HaKarka. Rather, ginger is a root of a tree under the ground. And therefore, very appropriately, the Brachas Bari Piyadama. Upilpul and peppers, afa agav de gedelim al ilan, even though it's true they grow on trees, kevan de ein notin ella al dashe yis yabshu vie ochlu ruban shechukim mitaruvas ketavlin, since in general when you plant them, the mindset is they should be dried out, they should be chopped up and mixed as a spice, the ein echolam levadin ella lefamim, and they're only eaten on their own sometimes. So korov hadover sheyavaruch al zeh shahakol. It's very close to saying that the bracha on these peppers will actually be shahakol. Kimo korah bereish simin reish dalad, like we'll see shortly by hearts of palm in simin reish dalad. But since some of them are eaten when they are moist, it's also considered planted having that in mind as well. Therefore, the bracha will be upgraded from shahakol and it will be bari priyadama. Again, it's not the ikar way that we're planting the tree, having this as the ikar pri, so it won't be ha'etz, but it's had in mind somewhat, and therefore it's a bari priyadama. Sifkot and Pei Gimel, the Ramah told us that a fruit that you know it's the ikar pri, the bracha is bari pri ha'etz. If it's not the ikar pri, it's bari pri adama. Sifkot and Pei Gimel. Kanal b'sivov, like we saw earlier by the tzlaf and sivov. The ayin lekamon bereish siman reish vav v'mishabura. If you look at note 88, he tells us the mishabura is going to say over there, it's very important for what's going to come. Shom hisba'er, there the mishabura explains. Sheperos hagedelam al ha'ilam, that fruit that grows on a tree. Uberchasam bari pri adama, but the bracha on these fruit is bari pri adama. Mishum shelo nigmar apri, because the fruit is not complete. O she'enam ikar apri, or like we've been discussing over here, it's not the ikar apri. In berech aleihem bari pri etz yatza. If you said the wrong bracha, they really supposed to be adama, but the ma'aseh grows on a tree. So if you said bari pri etz, you are yotzei b'diavad. Says the mishabura vaitis of katan pei dalid. The Ramah then told us, if after he said it's not the ikar pri, it's a bari pri adama. If you're mesupik bo, if it's the ikar pri or not, you make a bari pri adama. Says the Mishabura, hainu achar shalomad ve'eno yochol levarir. When we say you're mesupik, if it's bari pri, it's a bari pri adama, we're talking about you came to the Mishabura shir, you got all the halachas, and then you come up with a fruit that you push it, don't know what the bracha is, knowing the halacha, so then you make a bari pri adama. Aval mishalo lomad, one who doesn't know the halacha, lo yochal, he should not eat this fruit that he doesn't know what the bracha is, ad sheyelech etzel chocham lelamdo brachos, until he goes to a chacham and learns Hilchos Brachos. So this idea that you're mesupik, you could always make a bari pri adama, is not just stam. It's someone who knows the halacha, he just doesn't know what category this exact fruit fit into, he doesn't know where to put it, so he makes a bari pri adama. Sevkotan pehe, she'afimu pri ha'etz. Why is he making adama? Because l'maisa, even if the appropriate bracha is boy pri ha'etz, yotze b'dyeved b'birchas pri adama. You are yotze b'dyeved by making a boy pri adama, like we'll see later in Simen Reish Vav. I want to see note 89, but let's first finish the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sevkotan pehe vav. You don't know mahu, you have no idea what this is. Hainu shemahu min shebrichasa shahakol. You're not sure if it's a eitz, it's a domit shahakol, you have no idea, so the Ramah says you make a shahakol. Note 89 is addressing the last point we saw in Sivkotan Pehei, that if you're not sure if it's ha'etz or hadoma, the safer bet is hadoma, because even if it's really ha'etz, but yevin you yotzei with hadoma. Says note 89, the afal pishin is bar shom Sivkotan Gimel, even though we're going to see later on in Sivkotan Gimel, and we just saw this in note 88, Shalocha kemogin Avram. The halacha is the Mogen Avram. Shebedover she'eno ikar ha'pri. Something that's not the ikar pri and it should be hadoma in derech bori pri eitz yotze. So if something not the ikar pri is supposed to be hadoma, you made ha'etz your yotze. Something that's supposed to be ha'etz and you made a hadoma, your yotze also. So either way, you're good to go. So im kein mahi ha'adifus levorech bori pri hadoma. So why is the Ramah telling us it's better to make a bore pri adama? Because if it's ha'etz, it's covered by the adama. If it's ha'adama and it grows on a tree, it's not the ikar pri. We hold like the Magen Avram that you're yotze also by making ha'etz on it. So the ha'etz covers the adama covers the ha'etz. So why are we saying the proper bracha is the bore pri adama? So he brings two hesberim. Number one, the Chai Adam writes, Shelechatchila mizdaber yotze levarech bore pri adama. It makes more sense l'chatchila to say boy pri adama shebichlal ze gam kein pri ha'etz. Included in boy pri adama is the boy pri ha'etz because the tree grows on the ground. V'rak b'di'evet kishetau birach boy pri ha'etz, only b'di'evet. If you made a boy pri ha'etz, yotze yideichova, then you're yotze your chiyuv on the fruit that's supposed to be adama, that's not the kipri that grew on the tree. Shelo omar sheker, at least you didn't say something that's false. Sharei min etzu, because it is part of the tree, so it's okay. So even though he brings from the Chai Adam a loshon v'chatchila, he doesn't really mean l'chatchila because the Mishnah Berurah says explicitly yotze b'di'eved. He just means it's a better b'di'eved to make a hadama when it's supposed to be ha'etz than making a ha'etz when it's supposed to be hadama. That's just so you're not mishaker. It's true what you're saying. It's a boy pre-ha'etz, but it's not supposed to be the brach of ha'etz. So it's a better b'di'eved to make a hadama when it's supposed to be ha'etz. That's what the Chai Adam says. The Shailos and Shuvas Ponim Iros and the Matzah Shekel say very simply, Shekevon Shadin Shabore Priadoma Poter is Priyaitz Mefurish Bamishnah. Since this idea that if you make a Bore Priadoma when it's supposed to be Ha'etz, your Yotze, that's Mefurish Mishnah. The Ilu Shabore Priyaitz Poter Kesheino Ikara Pri, Eino Mefurish. This idea that we're saying something that grows on a tree but it's not Ikara Pri, it's supposed to be Adoma, you made Ha'etz, you're okay, that's not Mefurish in the Mishnah. Salamela Odef Lasos Mefurish Bamishnah. It's better to take the Mahalach that's explicit in the Mishnah, obviously that's a better halacha. Therefore, there's a preference of saying hadama and the emotzi in case it's a ha'etz rather than the opposite. V'yesh lahosef shebishar tzion sham hevi kama poskim shechok al Magen Avram. Also, the Shar Tzion over there is going to bring down some poskim that argue in the Magen Avram. And they hold that if you make a bari priya eitz on something that's not the ikar pri, you're not yotze. V'imkein odev lotze shedechova afladaitam. Therefore, certainly it's better to make a hadama. That way, you're yotze according to everyone. You're satisfying a mefurish and mishnah. That certainly is the way to go. And that concludes Simen Reish Beis. Now we begin Simen Reish Gimel. We're on page 218. Reish Gimel is Dine Birchas Peros Ha'aretz. Now we're going to discuss the brachos on peros from the ground. The Mechaber says in Zav'alva, Peros Ha'aretz Mevara Pa'ar Priyadoma, fruit that grow from the ground, some call them vegetables, the bracha is Bari Priyadoma. That's pretty straightforward, there is no Mishnah Berurah on that, but the Mishnah Berurah saves his comments for the confusing Sibbeis. We'll try to get clarity with the Mishnah Berurah and some notes, and I brought the Art Scroll brachos book, so we'll throw in a little reading from the Art Scroll Sefer as well. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Al Tusim HaGedelim Basneh, on berries that grow on a bush, the bracha is Bari Pri Adama. The Ramah says, why? The Lo Mikri Eitz, it's not called a tree, Elo Shemotzi Olav Me'etzo, unless the leaves grow out of the wood. Avama Shemotzi Olav Me'sharosh of Lo Mikri Eitz, but if the leaves are growing out of the roots, that's not called a tree. Vahani, and these berry bushes, Kevon Dekola Eitzav Lagamri Bachorev, since in the winter, their wood gets totally destroyed. V'hadar parach misharoshav, and then it regrows from the roots. Mevarchen olav borei pri adama. Now he's describing a berry bush, but as we know, there's many types of berries. We'll read the Mishnah Berurah. He's going to throw around a lot of names, some that we're familiar with, some that we're not familiar with, and we'll see some notes, and we'll do our best to try to get clarity in the brachos on these different berries. But again, the Mechaber says that berries that grow on a bush, the bracha is bari piradama, because it's not called an eitz unless the leaves grow out of the wood. But if the leaves grow out of the roots, it's not called an eitz. And these berry bushes, since their wood gets ruined totally in the winter, and it regrows from the roots, so the bracha on it is going to be bari piradama. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan alef, altusim ha-gedelim basnet, shakorin mulber, that are called mulber, umalines, which is raspberries, so they're going to have a bracha of bari piadama. V'yesh mine molber shegedelim ba'ilon. There are some of these molber that grow on trees. Umevorichen ala bari priyaitz, and the bracha is bari priyaitz. V'chein malines shelonu. So to our malines, gam kein yadua shegedelim ba'ilon. We know also they grow on a tree. Shemisgayin mishana l'shana, which sticks around from year to year. Umevorichen ala bari priyaitz, and the bracha is bari priyaitz. If you look at the number one, he points out. If the tree does not last through the winter, so it's supposed to be hadama. But you made a bari priyaitz, it really grows on a tree, but the tree doesn't make it through the winter. So we're going to see later on in the Mishnah Berurah Mefurish, sha'af b'dieved lo yotza. You're not yotzei by making a bari priyaitz on something that grows on a tree. If that tree doesn't last through the winter and has to regrow from the roots, that is not going to be good. Mishum shehu b'chlal priyadama. That is called a priyadama. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Vishtenil nusel, which is a type of nut. Shegedelim al atze yar tzarechi, and they grow on trees in the wild, in the forest, and these ian what the bracha is. Ki ein tov kolkach lemachal ki im achar abishal. It's not so good eaten until it's cooked. V'domi lebnei asa amuvur b'sefei, it's similar to the berries on a hadas that we'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem and Sefei. V'lo dami letusim ha-gedelun ba'ilon she-kasavnu d'mevarech bari priyaitz. And they're not similar to the berries that grow on a tree where the bracha is bari priyaitz, because those are tovim heim l'machal k'she-nishtau ala-ilon. Those berries that are on a tree that are bari priyaitz is because they develop on the tree, they ripen, and they're geshmak on the tree without being cooked, therefore they're ha-eitz. But these nuts are really only have a good taste after they're cooked, and therefore it's not as pashut. Sivkotan beis shemotzian olav meitzo, to be a tree, it has to be the leaves are growing out from the wood. Va'oz yesh al pirio shem priyaitz. Then this fruit has on it a shame of a priyaitz. Af im ha'eitzu givol dak. Even if the tree is a very thin stem, but lemaisa the leaves are growing out from that eitz, that would be a priyaitz, and that would be the bracha of borei priyaitz. Now there's a very important note over here, note number two. I'd like to only read the second paragraph where he discusses papaya. A very surprising psak. Chaval, we couldn't see this before, Tu Bishvat. Legabe priya papaya, kosa b'shalan shivas rav pa'olim. Sha'afshu miskayim mishana l'shana. Even though a papaya grows on a tree, and the tree sticks around from year to year, mikomakom ein mevarachan ala bari priyaitz. The bracha papaya is not bari priyaitz, even though it grows on a tree. Any tree that gives off fruit the year that it is planted is not a tree. That's called a vegetable. That's not called a fruit. Our tree is a regular tree. You plant it, and it takes at least a year before it grows the fruit. So a papaya tree which grows its fruit the year that it's planted, that's called a vegetable. So that's hadama. Va'od. Shageza shelo cholul, the trunk of the papaya tree is hollow. The eino dome le'ilon, it's not similar to a regular tree. The chen heviu dvar v'alocha kafachayim ubeshalan shulas or letzion. The Shevet Alevi writes, he's mafakve b'tainos elu. He's not so clear on these tainos, and he writes shemisafik yesh lahachmir le'inyan orla. Meisafik, you should be machmir on orla when it comes to papaya. Maybe it is like a tree. When it comes to the bracha, Hora Ravozner, Shemesafik Yesh Lavaracha Labari Priyadama. Lamaisa, he agrees, the bracha is Bari Priyadama, Mesafik, the Chain Das, Agon Rav Yashiv. Shall Priya Papaya Mavarech Bari Priyadama. That even though Lagabi Orla, we're Machmir, to call it a fruit, to be like Orla, but Lagabi Bracha, we make a Bari Priyadama on papaya. Continues the Mishabura Vaiter and Sivkot and Gimel. The color eats of We said these berry bushes, since their wood gets ruined in the winter, the bracha on those fruits is going to be bari pri adama. Upri shekorin bromberin, which is blackberries. The erpert, which is not clear what that is. The Magen Avraham and the Eliyarab say the Yivarech Aleihem Bari Priya Eitz. The bracha on blackberries and erpert is Bari Priya Eitz. Shekein ha'onaf miskayim yomim harbe. The branch lasts for a long time. V'chishokal peira hodar asim me'osa onaf atzmo. When you pull off those berries, more berries grow on the same branch, and that warrants the bracha of Bari Priya Eitz. Uperos adumim, these red fruits, shekorin pazimkis, which is strawberries, hagedelim besocha yaoros that grow in the forest, mevarech aleihem bari pri adama, their brachas bari pri adama, vafilu osam hagedelim baginos, even those that are growing in gardens, masika chayodim lechayadim kazal maskona, tenochon lechalchilo shivarech aleihem pri adama. Strawberries, you make a bari pri adama, ubediyevet kisheberach bari pri aetz. If you b'dievet made a full bracha, you made a bari pri aetz on a strawberry, yochal rak ma'at. You should eat a little bit. Kedei shelo tisbatel habracha v'lo yoser. Eat a little bit, so it shouldn't be a bracha v'atel, but don't eat any more. And in note 5, he points out, ad shi yivarech al dover acher shebechaso bari pri adam o shahakol kemavur b'chai adam. So you made a ha'etz, which is the wrong bracha, eat a little bit, but don't eat any more until you make a bari pri adama or a shaka on other things to be motzi this strawberry. V'tama safik mevur v'chay adam. What's the reason for this safik? Sha'af sheha'onav kolo legamri b'mos achorev. Even though it's true, the branch of the strawberry bush gets totally destroyed during the winter. Mikomokom nishar min ha'shoresh l'malo b'karka. But some of the roots last and they stick around above ground. The alkein nechleku aposkin bedino im nikra eitz alo, and therefore the posim amachlokes if the strawberry bush is considered a tree or not. So there is a tzad suffik, but the evidence if you made a eitz, so take a little bit, so it shouldn't be a brach levatol because it's possible you're yotzei the bari pri eitz, but don't eat any more until you eat something else that's hadam or shakul that can cover the strawberry. Continues the mishabura upero shegedelim al ilanos ketanos, fruit that grow on small trees on little bushes. Av shegovon pochos mishlosh tvachim, even if their height is less than 3 tvachim, kemo yagdish shechorim, which the English mishabura translates as hurdle berries that are black. Das amogin avram v'od kam achorim levarach aleihem bari pri aetz. They say to make a bari pri aetz, acha olam nehogin levarach bari pri adama. Since they're less than 3 tvachim, the minhag olam is that you make a bari pri adama on those berries that grow on these low bushes. The efshur de taimum de lo chashivi kokach peri. And it could be their reasoning is that it's not considered so much of a fruit. Umine yagdis, which is berries, the zurevnis, which is cranberries, shemotitzin mehen hamashke vizorkin aklipa, that you suck out from them the liquid and you throw out the peel or the leftovers. Yeish deos ben achronim mevorech analem bore priyadam oshakal. There's a machlokas in the poskim, this liquid that you're sucking out of these berries, if it's hadama or it's shakal. Aval alkolinus, which is water elder, avshe gedelim beilan, even though they grow on trees, bivada yesh levarich aleihem shahakol, for sure you should make a shahakol, shein haochel roi klal, because that food is not fitting at all, vafilu im boleya im aklipa vagar, even if you swallow it with the pit and with the peel, mikol mokom halo beemes aklipa vagar, in ruin la'achila klal, really those parts are not fit for achila at all. There is one more note that I'd like to read, and then we'll go to the art school sefer. In the back of the sefer on page 40, he discusses our cranberries. In note number 8, page 40, he writes, the chamutzios hametzuyos bizmaneno, cranberries that we find nowadays that are fitting for achila. Hashem Zaman Orbach says, sheyesh levarach aleihem borei pri adama, kevan shein gidelos al siach shegovo pochos mishosh tvachim. They grow on a bush that is lower than 3 tvachim, so he says the bracha is borei pri adama. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv says that the bracha is bari pri aetz. So we have a machlokas lagabe cranberries. I'd like to just read a little bit from the laws of brachos from a forest. It's just a few paragraphs. Raspberries and blackberries. He says the raspberries and blackberries common today grow on a bush which lasts from year to year and is taller than 11 inches, which is 3 tefachim. Therefore, their bracha should be ha'etz. However, since each branch produces fruit only 1 year, the branches only last for 1 year and then they get ruined, contemporary authorities are unsure about the status of raspberries. It is therefore advisable to recite Hadamah. So first he says it's really Ha'etz, but it's not so posh, it's better to say Hadamah. He brings on the bottom from the Marsham that he accurately describes our raspberry bush and rules that the bracha is ha'etz. So the Marsham, who describes the bushes that we have that raspberry grows on, says the bracha is ha'etz. That's raspberries and blackberries. Blueberries. Some early authorities maintained that one recites Hadamah on blueberries. Apparently their blueberries grew on a shorter type of bush. Our blueberries, however, grow on a tree-like bush, which lasts from year to year and is taller than 11 inches. Consequently, they require ha'etz. So it says, blueberries that we have nowadays, the bracha is ha'etz. Strawberries, as we saw in the Mishabura, they grow from roots which last from year to year. Like we saw, right, the roots stay from year to year above the ground. However, the stems do not survive the winter. But the stems that are higher up than the roots, they don't last through the winter. Accordingly, one should recite Hadama. So blueberries are ha'etz. Strawberries are hadama. In the event, we saw this in the Mishaburim Mefurish, in the event that one, by mistake, said ha'etz, he does need to repeat the bracha, because some say it's ha'etz. However, since in the opinion of many authorities, the bracha is ineffective, he should eat only enough to validate the bracha, which we saw, eat a drop, so the bracha is not a bracha of batala, but then don't eat any more until you have another food to make a bracha of hadama or shahakol. Now, there's a discussion here of bananas and pineapples. Bananas and Mirtz Hashem is the beginning of tomorrow night's year. We'll just read papayas, which we spoke out, and cranberries. He says, in some cases, a tree may last several years, producing an annual crop, and nevertheless be considered a vegetable. For example, a papaya tree, while having the above-mentioned quality of a tree, is similar to a vegetable and other botanic features. He doesn't reveal what they are, but we saw them in the note, that that they grow their fruit within the first year. The trunk of the tree is hollow, so therefore he comes out very clearly that the bracha is hadama on papaya. And then he says, cranberries, which we just saw in Machlokas, if they're ha'etz or hadama, he writes, cranberry plants may reach a height of 12 inches when fully grown, which is above 3 tefachim. According to the rules set forth above, they require a ha'etz. We just saw that Lemaiser, Shlomo Zalman, there's a Machlokas, if it's ha'etz or hadama, but he comes out and he says that cranberries would be ha'etz. So we're coming out, at least from the art scroll, safer over here, that raspberries, seems to be machlokas, according to the Marsham, our raspberries would be hadama. Blueberries are clearly ha'etz, the way we have them nowadays. Strawberries are clearly hadama. But the evidence, if you made ha'etz, you eat a little bit, because you yotzi according to some, but you don't eat any more until you hear an hadama on something else. Bananas we'll get to tomorrow. Papaya seems to be clear that it's hadama. And cranberries, although we saw machlokas, he says over here, they are pari ha'etz. We will stop here and continue with some of our discussion with bananas tomorrow night with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.